This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm glad that my crew is restraining me. We can have some fun here. Roger Stone. Roger, they made a documentary about you because you're funny, you're interesting. I mean, I don't even care that you've got all these contacts and stuff. That's like a side issue. I like you.
Well, I appreciate that. Look, the best thing to come out of this is that the mainstream media ban at MSNBC and CNN has been broken. How do you like that, David Brock?
Oh, yeah, you're all over TV now.
So, you know, and I do think it is important to get out there in the mainstream when you have the opportunity because of the way they're, you know, censoring and trying to choke off alternatives.
Isn't that a Stone rule that never turned on television?
Well, let's be specific. Never pass up the opportunity to have sex or be on television. Stone's rules, which I borrowed from Gore Vidal, but it's still true.
That is a Gore Vidal.
It is.
You know, Gore Vidal clocked the show.
He has a great quote where he said, "I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm a conspiracy realist." He knew the federal government doesn't tell us the truth. He knew you had to be skeptical of anything coming out of mainstream.
You know, I think Gore Vidal would have been a Trump supporter. Seriously, the anti-establishment, all of it. He liked to wreck things.
Well, the social parts of that may have been problematic, but it's possible. Certainly possible.
But he was that much of a rebel.
He was a rebel, also a great writer.
No, but I mean, Gore Vidal could do any show he wanted. He would seek out coming on my show. And then once there was this theater I was going to interview him at, and they wouldn't let him do it because it was a union there. And it was a union, and he said, "Screw you, I'll cancel the show." And then he went out back into the interview out in the alley.
Yeah, he was a very interesting guy. Very interesting.
How did Al Gore, like, fall from the tree, though?
Well, and the Kennedys, you know, cut him loose because he was a cousin of Jackie Kennedy by marriage, and he'd run for Congress in the Mid-Hudson Valley in New York as a John Kennedy supporter. But Bobby hated him, and Bobby cut him out, and then he became a fierce critic of the Kennedys after that.
All right. Let's take the first phone call. I apologize to Matt for having him hold. Matt, you're on the air from Ohio.
Yes. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, go ahead.
First, I want to say I'm honored to be on air with men of your such caliber.
I'm honored to be here with you, my friend. Go ahead.
Yes, and I got a two-part question. All right. Do you think this country has already been taken over and they're still using our institutions and bureaucracies to make it look like we haven't been taken over?
Absolutely. And now there's a beachhead to retake it. Oh, totally. Hell, I read stuff from the 60s where the CIA thought they'd already captured the country. Roger, that's a great question.
Yeah, here's the proof. Bush, Clinton, Bush, Obama. Identical. That's not what they told you in the election, of course, but their policies have been identical. It doesn't matter where the deck chairs are. It's the people behind the scenes are the same people calling the shots. And now, suddenly, we have a president who's not a puppet, who won't take orders, who won't do as he's told. Because he loves the country, because he's a patriot, because he wants to return us to the greatness that we've experienced. That's why they're so frantic to discredit him.
Yeah, I mean, folks, they want to destroy Trump. They wouldn't be doing all this. This is discrediting them. If they don't defeat him, this is destroying them forever. Sorry, Matt, go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm going to listen to you guys because I want to hear your opinion also. But
well, I mean, look, Hillary was supposed to be the next puppet in this kabuki show. It was all cut and dried. It was done. And by the way, just in case there was a problem, the puppet masters had this all figured out. They had Jeb Bush as the Republican nominee. You'd have Hillary as the Democratic nominee. And the American people would be the loser no matter who won. And then along came a guy to upset this apple cart, Donald J. Trump. And they're frantic about the fact that he is uncontrollable. He doesn't take orders from anybody. He believes that he is only answerable to the American people.
And that's why they're crapping their drawers. Thank you, Matt, for the great question. All right, Donna, Mike, Stuart, Gary, your calls are straight up. On the other side, I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. They're doing everything they can to block us on Google, Facebook, Twitter, you name it. So it's an act of rebellion to spread the links to our stories and articles and videos at InfoWars.com. We'll be back.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Longevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Longevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Why do the globalists, and the Democratic Party particularly, continue to give North Korea nuclear reactors and now nerve gas agent? And here's an article right here today out of Fox News. UN agency helps North Korea with patent application for banned nerve gas chemical. That's a whole other subject. Now, Mike Cernovich, the evil guy that just has big scoops every couple days, does an amazing track record for all those different sources. And InfoWars has a lot of great sources, too. We broke last week what's going on with Trump getting ready for a big purge, and that's all in the news today. And, of course, Stone has a lot of great sources with a lot of great research as well. But mainstream media attacks us constantly, saying, shut us down, or they use satire or jokes, you know, we talk about as some way to try to bring us down. It's not working. So where do they go? What do they do now? And what's the next shoe to drop? And then we're going to take phone calls from Gary, Dean, Stuart, Donna, Mike, and others here in a minute. We have questions for Mike Cernovich. Roger Stone and myself as we broadcast worldwide. We may go a little bit in the next hour and make this a roundtable discussion with David Knight, but we'll see. Mike Cernovich, thank you so much for coming on with us again.
Always a pleasure, Ox.
You got cut off yesterday because we only had you on for like 20 minutes. There's a lot of other breaking stuff you have. Before we take some of these calls, what's on your radar screen? Then I want to ask you just about the state of the world right now and where you think all this is going.
Yeah, the Trump is still playing mind games with Brent Priebus. And, of course, Sean Spicer, which Paul Joseph Watson, you reported, I reported. We had that story last week where we said Trump is pushing Spicer on the way out because he's not aggressive enough, he's not ferocious enough, and then sure enough, that is now all over, you know, the mainstream media.
The exact headline.
Right, exactly. Exactly. So he's looking to do a big shakeup because Trump is telling people, multiple sources have confirmed with me, he goes, why aren't you guys fighting harder? He used that exact word is, why isn't anybody fighting hard? And he's realizing that his own team, they're leaking news to the media. There was an article today in Politico, I think. I don't know. I'll text Nico the link. But everybody blabbed their mouth to Trump about his news diet, and they called it fake news diet. And then they tried to frame Katie McFarlane and claim that she gave Trump a fake news magazine cover from Time Magazine. That actually never happened. Katie McFarlane is a brilliant woman, amazing strategist. So what is happening now is McMaster planted that little detail into the fake news media to try to look KT McFarlane look bad, because as you know, which I reported quicker than everybody else, Ricky Waddell, who's a warmonger with oil ties in Venezuela, and he actually wants to bring soldiers into Venezuela to protect his oil investments, his oil friends, Ricky Waddell is replacing KT McFarlane, right? So all these leaks are coming out, and Trump is really frustrated because he wants to know why his team isn't fighting as hard as Roger Stone is, as hard as Alex Jones is. And I think that's a great question maybe I would like to ask Roger is, why is it that the only people fighting for Trump are people on social media and people like you and Alex?
Well, it's the nature of these establishment Republicans. I mean, once they're inside the fort, you know, that danger was always there. If you wouldn't fight for Trump when he was the nominee, why would you fight for him when he's the president? Not only that, but in all honesty, moderate Republicans never fight. They like cocktail parties. They don't like, you know, they don't like combat.
I was about to say, you bring in a bunch of conformists and your own enemies that just want to have feathered nest and feel like they're part of the establishment.
Yeah, no,
instead of trailblazing, we want trailblazers. We want revolutionaries.
But instead of fighting, they want to moderate the president. Instead of selling the product, they want to change the product. Trump is who he is. That's not.
And by the way, I got to give credit to Cernovich. He was the first to say that Trump couldn't stand McMaster out of the gates. That you confirm that later by other sources. And he was the first to say McMaster just hired a new general to be his aide de camp without even consulting Congress or the president. It's just all this rogue arrogance where they yes man to the president's face and then do whatever they want. So here's the key. I meant to ask this question.
Oh, and I have a new story, too. Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead.
You finish, but I did have something I wanted to talk about McMaster, but
No, ahead. You break that, and then I'm going to bring up this thing about, because Trump listens, and others do, what he should do in the shakeup dealing with the press, because I wanted to raise that last hour, but now that we're all here, we'll do it and then go to call. So go ahead and hit McMaster, the National Security Advisor.
So I talked to Roger Stone on his great podcast, The Stone Cold Truth, that Trump's plan was to get McMaster his 4-star. The Pentagon is actually dragging its feet on that. This is breaking news. They can't stand him in the Army. They don't want him back doing more active duty Army type stuff. And they're stalling the plan to give him his 4-star because, I quote, multiple Pentagon sources said, McMaster is unfit to lead. That is a direct quote. So the question is, if he's unfit to lead in the Army, why is he head of the National Security Council? So that is breaking news. He was supposed to get that 4-star, but the Pentagon, multiple sources in the Pentagon have confirmed to me, said we
is
don't
want. Is it because he's compromised, or he always claims that he should be in command for his dereliction of duty?
Right. So they said, and this is a direct quote, McMaster is unfit to lead. He's unfit to serve. And that really, I mean, it says it all. And they're
did they give a hint of why he's unfit?
Well, he's a warmonger. All he knows is let's drop in tanks and bomb people and blow people up and destroy things. And he doesn't understand fourth generation warfare. He doesn't understand.
Is that why he's always claiming he's an expert in fourth generation warfare and HUMAT and capturing hearts and minds?
Yeah, he is not. That's the thing. And he dismisses it. He's actually said, we don't have time for that fourth generation warfare nonsense. Even though, as you know, the information war is about, hey, there's 1.5 billion Muslims in the world. That is the reality. We have to find a way to make them more like Christians, to make them more civilized.
Yeah, they've got to reform. They've got to have a Martin Luther instead of us reforming and putting a jibs on. Exactly. We're not changing. So either stay in your desert hellhole or stop killing us. Go ahead.
Right. And the flip side of that is we need to quit blowing up their homes, too, because that is only going to ferment more
violence.
Well,
that's the globalist plan, is to stir them up. That's exactly
right.
Yeah,
that's what McMaster is doing, is he wants to go in, blow people up, destroy their lives, then you create a refugee crisis, then you say we have to let them in.
Which the UN uses, which is a UN plan.
Right, exactly. Then we have to let them in, and they say, oh, how can we not let them in? These people are suffering. Well, if we had never blown up their countries like McMaster wants to do, so we need to focus more on propaganda, psyops, telling these people, moderate, making them
but
more moderate.
Psyops promoting real free market and good stuff, soft power. Psyops that are truthful, the ones that work.
Yeah, let's just go in there and give them Coca-Cola. I mean, the point is that they need to understand that we have a better mousetrap, that their lives would be better if they opened the door to a relationship. For the first time, we have an enemy, unlike any we've ever faced, who are prepared to kill themselves. But more importantly, will kill us if we don't see things their way. That's outrageous. How does a Council on Foreign Relations member like McMaster get this job to begin with? There's the real
question. Well, let's expand. It's worse than that. It's worse than that.
Brilliant.
They've decided.
We should bring them Coca-Cola. We should, instead of bombing them, we should drop the best of American capitalism to them. Refrigeration.
iPads.
Right? Give them refrigerators. That's going to do way more than drop bombs on them. Drop refrigerators on there. Then they realize, oh, hey, this is actually pretty good. Why don't we build our homes up?
Well, let's go further. Let me stop. Because the globalists in their own writings admit they want to put the most radical Muslims in to destabilize things and use them as a force to bring down the West and bring in a police state in a response to them. So it's an anti-civilization killing system. That's what globalism is. It's not like the elites are dumb bringing in incompatible radical Muslims. The Arab Spring by Google and Facebook and Twitter and the elites and the liberals was their Arab Spring that Al Gore said he wanted here. They're going to use the Muslims as their shock force. That's the issue.
But really the question is, does McMaster understand that Donald Trump was elected president as a non-interventionist? Does anybody around him understand what he ran on? They were McMaster and Mattis are in there advocating 150,000 troops be put in right after the surgical strike. That would have been the functional end of Trumpism as we know it. I don't think these people know what he ran on.
I totally agree. I want to take calls. I don't want to lose the forest for the trees. But at the bottom of the hour, we're going to get into what should Trump do in a shakeup with the press? Instead of saying get rid of press conferences, just have your own press announcements and don't even have press there. Instead of having a written statement, have it a person talks, you have a presentation, you have videos like InfoWars would do. Imagine if the president did this. The president does fireside chats twice a week so he doesn't get overwhelmed. They do press conferences every 2 weeks. But then they have informationals, not just with – you can still keep people like Spicer on. But you'd also then bring in Huckabee or you bring in Guilfoyle, and then you'd have people whenever they're ready with a key point on Twitter, on Facebook, on YouTube, on whatever, and with briefings to hit them where we're hitting them. They've got to tune into us. We totally take it away. You don't just ignore them or say, oh, you're so fake, you're so adversarial, we're not going to have these meetings now with you. You just have meetings 24 hours a day and annihilate them. I guarantee you, within 7 days, if I had that pulpit, it would be devastation for the enemy. I would lay out all their lies. I would annihilate their frauds. I'd say who owned them. I would go over all the facts. I would list what the president did and how they're trying to stop that message. It would be victory!
Well, it needs to be proactive. That's the whole problem with their communications shop. They're so hung up taking in the incoming attacks on Trump and trying to parry.
They've got to get on the offense instead of the defense.
Exactly right.
Cernovich, can we do this network? Just one more. I'm not going to do any more for the whole week, I promise. Skip this break. We have more time to take calls. But Cernovich, you're trying to jump in there. We'll do it at the bottom of the hour, I promise. It's all organized. I want to take some calls right now. But I'm telling you, it's not like we're just saying this. Little ragtag operations, we're devastating them. The president already sees half his supporters at rallies or InfoWars. He already knows what you're doing and what Roger's doing. If he simply gets out of defense and goes on offense, it's over.
Well, I actually told my wife's parents, they watch Get Me Roger Stone, because they always go, what is it that Cernovich does? Why do I see him in my Facebook feed all the time? Why does everybody who knows me at the bank say, hey, how's Michael doing? What's Michael doing? So they actually watch Get Me Roger Stone because we were all there together, but we were like in a parallel world at the time. We had united and joined forces where we were at the RNC covering the course of protesters were fake. You know, you were there at the megaphone. Black Lives Matter was attacking you. Think about what we do. Three men, and of course, with all the people listening and helping, we don't have $1 billion. Could you imagine if we had $1 billion budget, even $100 million
Game
budget,
over.
The kind of devastation that we would have?
Yeah, no, we're living off the land, and Google has got billions of dollars with which to
crush. And they always used to know the empire is striking back. We blew up the Death Star. We're now under attack. If you simply support us now more than ever and take action yourself, we're going to win.
It's the best reason to go to the InfoWars.com that I can think of.
And spread StoneColdTruth.com and the website's Cernovich, the Twitter. It's just, it's a war. It's fun. I don't want to lose. We're promoting freedom, Americana. It's not like we're promoting North Korea. The Democrats are promoting North Korea. The Republican establishment, they're a bunch of...
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
I heard her voice that moved my heart. This is spiritual warfare that we're waging against people.
And you can't let them get you down, sweetheart. Right. Even though they're evil and horrible, we're starting to win. So be positive.
Right. That's what they want to do is they – but what a lot of people don't understand
or
is
take your hope.
With the occult magic that they believe in, it isn't enough that they win and they get more money and they get more slaves and they can buy more children from Haiti. That isn't enough. They want to destroy your spirit because they're death eaters. They are a death cult. So that is why you have to take care of yourself. Keep your spirit high, pray.
That's it. They're like sin eaters, but they just live off of it.
Right. So they want you when, so if they get you down and that's why they're trying to drive InfoWars into bankruptcy and trying to ruin Alex's, it isn't enough that they have everything. They want to see people grovel and destitute.
That's why they want North Korea or Venezuela. They want you poor. That's their religion. While they claim they love you all day and you grovel to them, they gravitate to the most poorest populations they can get. To control. Great point.
Okay. This is the outrageousness of the story of the Bushes and the Clintons. While their policies made America weaker and made the people poorer, they and their cronies have made hundreds of millions of dollars. These are crony capitalists. These are thieves, is what they are.
They are. We're going to take a ton of calls. This is a caller I was about to go to just hung up. We're going to go to Stuart. We're going to go to Mike. We're going to go to everybody right now. Stuart in Canada, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hello, I do hope I'm coming through clearly because it's such an honor to be on this program.
It's an honor to talk to you, brother. Go ahead.
Well, great. I just got to say how much I love the whole InfoWars team. Humanity has hope because of you. And also every InfoWarrior out there listening. And to Donald Trump, now's the time to double down. The enemy is doubling down. We got to double down. And that goes to every InfoWarrior out there. You have to double down. And we're going to absolutely crush the globalists. I'm on Twitter. I'm not on Facebook, but I can see it. The bellwether, the atmosphere, we're winning. And that lady that was calling in, don't be discouraged at all. You've got so many people backing you up all over this planet. I'm in Canada here, and we're not going to let the global.
Exactly. Look at the elites everywhere panicking. They can feel the spirit of awakening rising.
I wanted to mention, your first caller, he called in and he said, do you think the globalists are trying to make it look like they're not actually taking us over? And it kind of dovetailed with what I originally called in. I hope I'm not semantical in saying this, but I've never liked to use the term the New World Order just because Bush Sr. used that. And I always wonder, why would he go on national television and say the New World Order? You know, when it's like, when I'm thinking, doesn't this go back to the Roman Empire? And what did happen to the Roman Empire anyways? And so I look at this as, it's not the New World Order, it's the Old World Order. And this is the old games that they've always played. And yes, they did hijack America to another caller.
Exactly. The true renaissance is the real New World Order of human empowerment. So they create a false New World Order. Sorry.
But the reason that George H.W. Bush popped out and said that is he's always had this propensity to read the stage directions. He's not Ronald Reagan. He was never very talented. So you might remember when he went to New Hampshire in a sour economy, one of his handlers said, well, the main reason we're going up there, Mr. President, is to tell people that you care. He gets on stage and he says, message, I care. And he sits down. The guy had no talent. He had a tin ear. Still does. And he blurted it right out. The New World Order. There it is.
Well, Stuart's an exciting caller. And come back with a comment on that, Stuart. But Mike Sturgis, this is what you were just hitting on. We're not just cheerleading here. The globalists are panicking. The paradigm is shifting. Incredibly positive things are happening. They're hitting us with everything they've got to tell us we're losing because it's the opposite.
Exactly. It's a psyop. They're running on the people. That's why they close comments. That's like why they want to ban InfoWars from YouTube and Google and Facebook and everywhere else because people want to feel connected and they want you to feel isolated and alone. So you got to realize it was all a psyop. I mean, I was with Alex in Austin. Everywhere we went, people were like, oh, hey, Alex. Hey, Cernovich. You know, at the RNC, everybody's like, hey, Roger. We're recognized. And again, that isn't to brag. I don't care about fame. None of us
care.
It's to
let folks know it's a bellwether of the success that we're not alone.
Exactly. I go to the bank, actually, and one of the bank managers goes, Cernovich, man, how are you? I read your stuff all the time. I was at a Mother's Day thing, and one of the wives of a cousin, I can't remember who she was, but she was a relative and in-law, and she goes, oh, yeah, my clients are big fan of yours, and they're the sheriffs, right? So the police are on our side. So don't be dismayed. Don't let them.
Sure, the police aren't perfect. They're just like people everywhere, and they get given globalist orders that are wrong. But on average, I'm just saying this is true. The cops know what's going on. They research stuff. They know how the media lies, and they're aware there's an attempt to absolutely shut this country down. Well, why should they be awake? They know George Soros that hates us is literally funding groups that say kill the cops randomly. Well, so, I mean, you know, that's a no-brainer. And the cops better be awake. They better be awake.
They listen to this while they're patrolling. They listen to this live streams and Periscope and everything while they're doing their patrol.
Sure, but let's just be honest. We better be awake. The cops better be awake. What does that say about the public that isn't? That's scary. I mean, you better be awake now, right, Mike? Stay there, Stuart. We're going to finish up with you. Then Mike. Then Dean, then Gary, then Zach. We're going bam, bam, bam. Your questions, your comments, straight ahead with Mike Cernovich and Alex Jones. We're going to get more on the media, too. What does Trump need to do?
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5300. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Interfusion. I've got the body armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The globalist great error is to believe that as they collapse humanity, they end up on top. The truth is, humanity is coming down fast, but we're miles above them on our journey to hell.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
In your hearts are inscribed the values of service, sacrifice, and devotion. Now you must go forth into the world and turn your hopes and dreams into action. America has always been the land of dreams because America is a nation of true believers. When the pilgrims landed at Plymouth, they prayed. When the founders wrote the Declaration of Independence, they invoked our Creator four times. Because in America, we don't worship government, we worship God. Why our elected officials put their hands on the Bible and say, "So help me God," as they take the oath of office. It is why our currency proudly declares, "In God we trust." And it's why we proudly proclaim that we are one nation under God every time we say the Pledge of Allegiance.
All right, Mike Cernovich is our guest. I want to get to a lot of calls now. We're going to go to Stuart and have him finish up and this whole board of calls. Then we're going to spend some time on what does Trump need to do? I know with the power that he has, his star qualities, and if he just had a crew of 6-7 people that could be on call in different 4-5 hour quadrants throughout the day to independently go out and just expose lies, do press conferences, do live feeds, it would all have millions of viewers per transmission. It would put the enemy back on their heels. We'll talk about that and what Roger Stone thinks, what Mike Cernovich thinks, what you think should be done here in a few minutes. But Stuart, in Canada, you know, callers come and say, "Oh, thank you, you're so great." Listen, you're great. There wouldn't be a movement if it wasn't for you. We wouldn't see nationalism rising all over the world if it wasn't for you. We wouldn't see hope if it wasn't for you. So we're all peers here. In the great animating contest for liberty. But go ahead and finish your point on the whole New World Order.
Yeah, but Alex, I wouldn't be psychologically so healthy. There was so much stress before I stumbled upon your media platform on my shoulders because I thought I was the only one that understood what was going on. I couldn't talk about it to anyone.
You just hit the key. They make us all feel alone. And then once you learn that there's other people that believe this, it takes a lot of the stress off. That is absolutely critical.
The whole world came off my shoulders. Suddenly, I wasn't the only one. I wasn't alone in the dark. And I did. I had to do more and more and more research to realize that you're the real deal. And I got my fridges full of your InfoWar products, and I take them daily. And I'm so grateful. One day, I'm going to give you an awesome testimonial, but it's just not the right time.
Well, brother, you're the reason we're on air, and God bless you. I appreciate you. But the most important thing is to spread the articles and videos. Start your own YouTube, your own Facebook. Really, I mean, it's critical that we absolutely take the culture over. We're already intellectually the majority. We just all have to get more active. Call C-SPAN, retweet a link. I mean, Roger Cernovich, this gets into how do we take things back in the media. That kind of opens the door to discuss this. What do you think everybody can do just as a basic example of how we up our game as the globalists up theirs?
You know, Alex, well, I think in a way.
I just went downstairs and took Grain Force. So I'll let you guys talk.
Thank you. But seriously, I mean, what do we all do?
Look, I think that history has repeated itself here. Until Richard Viguerie came along and invented essentially direct mail advertising in a political form in the 70s, conservatives and liberty-minded folks couldn't contact each other. We didn't have media outlets. The New York Times, CBS, they were all against us. Now the Internet has really fueled the revolution.
So they had air superiority. They're in trouble.
Right. And now that's why they're trying to put the toothpaste back in the tube. That's why they want to censor us. They realize there's a revolution afoot, and good God, the people have found out what's happening, and that's a real problem.
So you think about the 60s and 70s when direct mail even started, and everything was liberal communist garbage because the big corporations wanted that as a failed system for America to control us. Now they're so far behind the eight ball, we should be way more positive if you look at the scheme of time. But now they get how much trouble they're in. They want total authoritarianism now. They want to put it all back in the tube now. They can't.
Well, the idea of liberals, classic liberals, pushing censorship is nonsense. There's nothing liberal about being for censorship, but they can't argue with our ideas. They can't argue the facts of the merits, so they have to silence us. It's all they can do.
That's right. Mike, you're chomping at the bit. Go ahead.
Well, you know, that is why I offered to donate $100,000 to an A rated charity of Keith Olbermann, who talks a big game, to debate Alex Jones, neutral moderator. We could fill a stadium, sell tickets.
By the way, I didn't know you did that. We could raise millions. I will debate anybody. I will debate Charlie Rose, I will debate Keith Olbermann, any of them without teleprompters. That's a great idea. I didn't know you'd done that.
Although Olbermann would have to take off his tinfoil hat, because these conspiracy theorists like him, they really bother me. Left-wing conspiracy theorist.
Well, that's why they're afraid to debate us. Luis Mensch actually challenged me to a debate, and I accepted. She backed down. Sam Harris.
Yeah, why do they always back out? Why can't they actually debate live?
Because they know that if they'll lose.
I mean, you can't shut us up. We don't. We want live. Why are they all so scared? Who are they?
Yeah, it's absolutely.
Sorry, go ahead, Sarnovich. I apologize. The average liberal scared to death of live or not controlling things or not having a teleprompter?
P.S. Where is my invitation to testify for the House and Senate Intelligence Committees?
I want to go. I want to. Yes, please.
We'll go together. I mean, they've accused
no subpoena needed.
They've accused you of being a Russian spy.
That's what he said. I'm under Russian control.
So it's the American way. You should have a chance to respond.
This, Alex, did I email you? A friend of mine in the CIA actually showed me a flyer where, remember The Economist wrote that article claiming that you and I were inadvertent Russian stooges? That article is being used in training materials now. So we're actually, it's literally true. This isn't hyperbole.
Yeah, no, you said you were going to send it. I may have missed it. You send it to Nico, we'll put it on screen.
Well, I don't have it. I don't have it on my phone, but I'll get it to Nico. Yeah, I thought I texted you it. But so that article in The Economist calling us inadvertent Russian stooges is being used by the CIA in their training materials now. So we're literally being targeted by the CIA in the training materials, and this can be confirmed by any of your sources in the CIA if you ask.
Well, they had the congressional hearing where the CIA said, and the Armed Services Committee, they said, we are investigating Alex Jones, who is being directed by the GRU and the KGB, the biggest load of horse manure, but no proof. Just, he just is a Russian agent. The article he's talking about was in The Economist, which is put out by the Rothschilds.
Cernovich, Alex Jones, idiots. In The Economist. Yeah.
So I interrupted you, though. Go back before we go to these calls. You were getting into, Mike, just how big this awakening is. It's crazy.
Well, yeah, that's what a lot of people, there's the article. So we're being targeted now by the CIA. They know now, they won't debate us live because they know that we speak the truth, right? Because I'll go live with anybody one-on-one. Come on, bring it. Luis Mensch tried to debate me. I said, I'll accept it. She now is hiding. Sam Harris challenged me to a debate. I accepted it. He ran away, and then he went on the Joe Rogan podcast and went on a tirade about me for an hour.
And said, I saw it. He said, I can't believe people listen to him, and he's so fake. I mean, what unbelievable.
Right, so he won't debate. I said, Sam Harris, debate. If I'm such a fake, put it in a stadium.
And by the way, he didn't list. I watched it. He didn't list anything you said that was fake. Every day we're breaking big national news. What more do they? That's the joke, though. We're trusted by the patriots and agencies and the White House, who we're just going to get more and more. So what are they going to do, Roger, as we just get validated?
Yeah, look, I've had to deal with this preening, whining, phony Adam Schiff, the congressman from California. This guy's a pussy. He's the kind of guy who likes to punch and run. I mean, let's have it out. You've called me a traitor. You've called me a Russian agent. You did it on national TV.
Even though you were well known for rounding up Russian agents in Washington.
I mean, look, it's an outrageous, but this guy thinks he's going to the U.S. Senate. Guess again, pal.
I just can't believe that they literally think when the Democrats are famous for being in bed with the Russians.
They're the ones who are soft on communism, not us.
Well, now we're not big enemies with Russia because they get more free markets. Sorry, Mike, go ahead.
McCarthy was a hero, actually. Hollywood was infiltrated by communists and communist spies, and McCarthy has been lied about in history.
Oh, isn't it funny that Democrats' religion is hating Christianity and whining about the Red List and all the rest of it, and then meanwhile they're doing stuff 1,000 times worse now.
Their blacklist is much larger than the blacklist of the 30s or the 50s. Censorship is a tactic of scoundrels. Stalin, Hitler, those are the only people who want to silence them. Let's have a debate. See, I'm against it. I think every left-winger should have full access.
How do they think with America's tradition that they're going to kill free speech? They may have brainwashed zombies at colleges that howl and scream if they see a Trump sign, but those people are basket cases that will end up being institutionalized, literally. They're only sabotaging themselves. Their new intelligentsia, because they want such a brainwashed bot, is literally someone that can't wipe their own rear end. We're inheriting the world because the globalists gave their own people lobotomies. Actually, Cernovich, it's almost like it's a conspiracy by elites that are patriots to sabotage this. Because sometimes I sit back and look, I mean, we're going to win.
Well, I joke that Louise Mensch is actually on my payroll because she has done way more to discredit the left and make them look so kooky. All these bizarro conspiracy people on Twitter, their conspiracy theories. And sometimes I wonder, is Russia actually – because here's what I would do if I were Russia. I would pay these morons to be kooky and to humiliate everybody, to discredit the whole story about Russia. That's far more effective than anything anyone else could do. So I'm very grateful.
Attack Roger Stone, Alex Jones, Ron Paul, Donald Trump, Mr. America. Call us Russian agents. Then any criticism of Russia is seen as clownish.
Yeah, this is the conspiracy theory of all time. This is the left-wing mainstream media conspiracy theory. Trump had to collude with the Russians to win. No, he didn't. And there is no evidence.
No, you ran a corpse, Hillary Clinton.
Right. I mean, there's just no evidence to this. And they continued.
All right, I got to take phone calls. This is all riveting. And I know, and I love, Sitting Love is on show 3 hours a day, but I know it's all prepared for his hour that I run over it. But we're going to bring in from the other studios. You can pop in. Also, we're going to have a break too, but a few minutes of the next hour with Dave and I to take calls as well. But look, we're going to go to Mike, Zach, Jane, Dean, and Gary. But first, let's go ahead and go to Dean in Wisconsin. He has a question for Roger Stone. Go ahead, Dean.
Hey, Alex. I just want to say about purging the government. Trump should just go to each department and just fire everyone and bring every low-level patriot up into the, you know, all the
positions. No, I totally agree, but they scare him with train wrecks or government shutdown. So he wants to be judicious. He wants to be smart about it, but then that's a great question. How do we accelerate the purge? Thanks. Go ahead.
Look, I actually think the caller is exactly right. First of all, he needs a hatchet man. He needs somebody who will go into each department and determine who those who are disloyal are and terminate them. He also needs a political operation in the White House that finds and vets Trump supporters, people with experience, people with government experience, people with proven capability who come out of the campaign.
Which is everybody mid-level in government seems to be for Trump because they love the country. Liberal or conservative, they all support him. He's got a giant base of people.
I mean, it seems to me that if you worked for George W. Bush or the Republican National Committee, that should exempt you from a job in the Trump White House, not accelerate you.
What do you think about Mike Rogers? That's what the FBI is saying they want. I mean, he's got to be better.
Disaster. A disaster. I mean, Donald Trump needs an FBI director who is loyal to Trump's vision for the country. First of all, Mike Rogers said that Donald Trump was not surveilled at Trump Tower.
Sure. What about Trey Gowdy?
Trey Gowdy would be spectacular. I noticed on Fox this morning he was not on the list. Ray Kelly, the former New York police commissioner, someone Donald Trump knows well, not on the list. Judge Jeanine Pirro, former judge, former prosecutor, not on the list. These are the Trump loyalists. Look at that list.
By the way, as we know, those are really on Trump's list, though. Fox and others are putting out fake lists to create this perception.
I hope that is the case, because in this case, I looked at that list, and every single one of them is an establishment lackey. There's nobody on that list who is a Trump loyalist and who understands the struggle between the globalists and...
Sure, but didn't Mike Rogers expose Benghazi at least?
He was good on that, yes.
I mean, he's a lot better than Comey.
Well, who isn't? My dog is better than Comey. I mean, please.
Okay, all right. Dean, thank you. Let's go ahead and talk to a guy in Quad City. Mike, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Hey, hey Alex, I just want to know that I'm praying for you and your family and on all your team, too. But the people in the news media have no business getting your privacy. I don't need no your privacy of your family business. But when you come to public, I think it's just very disgraceful when you hear about your story. And question for Roger Stone, and I do have a question for you, Alex, is that I am hard of hearing. I watched InfoWars, Rothschild, and watched it maybe 3 times to watch it to understand without the closed caption. But I understand it could cost a lot of money to run that, but you think it's causing a problem with the news people are trying to take away the...
Yeah, no, we've got all sorts of sabotage. And I thank you for your call, sir. It costs us $110,000 a year to have closed captioning. And we're doing it. And then even when we do it, we have problems. And it's not sound over the cable and the internet for you. So for the listeners that don't know what we deal with money-wise, trying to really do this and get to everybody, $110,000 is a lot, you know, for closed captioning. It's a real person. We have to pay for a digital fee that's thousands of years, so a real person is doing it. And I'm glad you called in. God bless you, Mike. Thank you. That's what I deal with every day, trying to get money in here, is that people don't know what it's like with satellites and stuff and legal and licensing and all the stuff we deal with. It's a lot of money. And so, yes, we want to closed caption all the shows, and I'm sorry, some of the shows aren't closed captioned. That's not done to put you down or anything like that. It's that we literally are under attack and lawsuits and George Soros and everything else, and I want to be able to do that. So I know only 3 hours of the show every day is closed captioned. People complain the other stuff isn't closed captioned. I don't have the money. It's hundreds of thousands more, and I don't know what I'm supposed to do. And I'm glad the caller called, though, because you don't screen these calls. You get the sausage-making behind the scenes that makes me just throw my hands up. The listeners don't know how much money it costs to run this. People say, oh, just start a network. You know, people want a new network. Well, we're trying to do it. It takes money.
Agreed.
Well, if we don't have billion-dollar – that's what I tell people is we don't have billion-dollar budgets. We're not driving Ferraris and flying private jets. We can make so much more money selling people on real estate, commercial real estate.
Absolutely.
People like us – could do so much. If we wanted to make money, we're in the worst business in the world to make money
that's
on.
Right.
And that's what people don't realize.
I'm not bragging. A lot of my family are way, way more money than I ever made. They're all successful. Exactly. I'm doing this because I really, really care. Exactly. Well, this is a uphill battle, but what we're going to get on the end is so big. But I'm glad the guy called in about, hey, some of your shows aren't closed captioning. And then the stuff Google's got that's supposedly free, it just doesn't work very well. It's money.
Yep.
It's money. In fact, we're about to launch more satellite time. And I got to do all that, too, as well. Roger, you're looking at that pizza.
I'm hungry.
More calls straight ahead. Thank you, Mike. We're going to go to Gary and Carlos and Jeanette and Zach.
Any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. 5305 or hbextract.com.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows.
This is such a big topic. We'll do a little bit of radio in the next hour and take more of your calls and hand them to Tom, David, and I. We'll go to Gary and everybody that's holding her in a moment. But we talked about it earlier and kind of gave our advice. But Trump's shaking things up. He's sick of his media people not responding in real time. He's sick of them always worried about what he's doing and his agenda. And you know, kind of criticizing it instead of criticizing the MSM. So Mike Cernovich, asking you and then Roger Stone, what do you think of this big shakeup that they now admit Trump's about to engage in? What would you advise the president to do?
I would advise them to bring in Roger Stone or somebody Roger Stone recommends and say, it's time to clean house. It is time to get rid of people who are actively sabotaging you. Who cares if they want to sue you? Who cares? Let them call the union. Who cares? It is time to get rid of them all at once. Let them cry. Let them file their dumb lawsuits. We don't care. This is about saving America. This is about getting active saboteurs and the criminals out. So he needs to bring in somebody willing to do whatever it takes. That has to be Trump's motto.
No, I agree. And he starts, let me ask you about this. He starts a couple days a week or more, the fireside chat with graphics showing you his. People love it. It'd be top rated. He goes on the offense with his agenda. He has people that are 24 hours a day doing press announcements. Sure, have the press a few days a week in the room with you, but it's about your agenda. You're putting your ideas out, not just written like the president said, but you've got people out there out front. We'll dominate the whole cycle. We'll win. It's a no-brainer. He must do it. What's holding that back, Roger?
Look, based on his history of getting phenomenal television ratings, I think you've hit on the solution here. A weekly report to the American people that is unfiltered by the mainstream media would be enormously successful.
So Donald Trump's report to America.
The two things I would do additionally to a total White House staff shakeup is I would direct Assistant Attorney General for Antitrust to begin immediately reviewing the activities of Google and Facebook and Yahoo and Twitter.
That's the true offense move because they're openly doing it. We've caught them. Cernovich got the documents.
So, I mean, that, and then, frankly, I would ask, I would direct Attorney General Jeff Sessions to convene a grand jury and to bring Bill and Hillary Clinton and Chelsea and everybody else involved in the criminal enterprise of the Clinton Foundations in front of the grand
jury. That would energize the base. So indict the criminals. Weekly fireside chat. Don't worry about the production. Just get it done. At the same time.
Right. Daily vlogs. That's the whole point is he needs to bring it to talk to somebody like you and say, hey, I want to do Trump needs to do a daily vlog. Here's what we did. Here's where I visited. He needs to manage his content. And his press strategy.
He needs to do what brought him to power.
Which is, if you go to chargehillaryclinton.com, we're trying to amass a million signatures to send to the president on a petition saying, indict Hillary Clinton, direct your attorney general to convene a grand jury. No person is above the law.
Well, that's the good news. What's your inside baseball on that now that he's getting rid of this puppet that was in bed with the Clintons and HSBC and, you know everything else? What's the word, Cernovich? What's the word, then Stone, on lock her up?
Well, I just sent an article to Nico and Politico, which is about, it's called How Trump Gets His Fake News Diet. But the real insight to there is Rens Priebus is outed himself as the leaker now because the whole point of the article is, oh my God, all these people in the White House are giving Trump fake news. In other words, our news. And I'm the great guy, Rens Priebus. So Trump now knows he has confirmation Rens Priebus is the leaker.
Now, let's stop right here. This is why I'm horrible, but I'm good at the same time. I'll have the biggest news. I'll just throw it out like it's nothing, or I'll never get to it. I talked to you today, and I said, are you ready to release the leaker? You said, screw it, let's do it. Then he separately just releases it, And it's like this huge, big media announcement. And we just let it out like, you know what, church. So let's come back, take calls a little bit, build this up, and then we're going to release the details of Rince Priebus, who is the spy, who is the operative. Wow. Was against Trump in the campaign. Never Trump. Destroy Trump. Try to take the delegates away. Wow, I'm so surprised. I just can't believe it.